Some other news. Women who work for Walmart, the world's largest retail chain, continue to make claims they get paid less and are not promoted as often as men. Current and former Walmart employees have now filed a court case in Tennessee, as Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
Three women are named. Attorney Scott Tift says each has a firsthand account of discrimination.
Some women who filed charges in Tennessee are assistant managers who at times shockingly have seen people working under their supervision who are men with similar experience that are being paid more than they're being paid as their supervisor.
The federal lawsuit asked that thousands of Walmart associates going back to 1998 should be included as part of the class action litigation. The Supreme Court ruled against a nationwide lawsuit last year, in part because the women didn't have enough in common to constitute a class. Washington, D.C. civil rights attorney Joseph Sellers represented the women in that case and is helping lawyers around the country bring more regionalized lawsuits.
We are now in the 11th year of the pendency of first the original national class and now these smaller classes, and we have yet to have any ruling on the merits of the underlying claims of discrimination.
All along, Walmart has said it has strong internal controls to prevent discrimination. Spokesman Randy Hargrove says Walmart is a great place for women to work.
The claims made by the plaintiffs don't match the positive experience that so many other women have had at Walmart.
However, more lawsuits are expected to be filed as soon as this week. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.